on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day. It's time for Friday Cry Day. Feels good to let it out.
Yeah, welcome to the end of your week. Silly game we came up with. In case you don't know, Jess is a very sensitive person, and we made a game out of it, because why not? How this works is Jess is going to present to you three reasons of why she may have cried this week as a sensitive person, and you're going to try to figure out of these three stories, which is the real reason of why she did cry this week. So two of these stories, not the real reason she cried. One of these stories is the real reason of why she cried. Makes sense? You got to figure out which one is which. Okay, so let's get into this and see how you do with this week of Friday Cry Day. With story number one.
Story number one. So yesterday at work, our friends Greg and Gina from down the hall at 1019 told me that there were leftover bagels in the freezer from last week.
No, not another food item.
Free food, win. But here's the issue. The cream cheese situation is unclear. So they are like peeling back the lid and I'm immediately like, guys, hold on. Because one thing about me you need to know about, like when it comes to when there's something that I don't see a visible expiration date on, I get massive amount of anxiety. I don't like it. So I'm like, you guys, are we sure? Like, are you sure we should do this? And they're both like, Jess, relax. It's fine. It was from a couple of days ago. And I'm like, are you sure this is sanitary? And they're like, you're fine. And I'm like, okay, fine. So I eat the bagel. Fast forward, a few hours go by. I get a text in our group chat. And they're both like, something is happening in the tummy region and it's not good. So immediately I start spiraling. Was I feeling nauseous before I got that text? I don't think so. But once I got it, I think I'm dying, right? Like, am I actually about to get sick? Or is this just like my own anxiety thinking something like winter is coming? So I immediately leave as soon as I can. I start driving home. And that's when my stomach chose violence.
No.
Literally start freaking out crying because I'm like, what if I don't make it home? Am I literally about to poop my pants in my car? Because listen, if that was going to occur, I would never drive my car again. Like I would have, it would belong to the streets. I would legitimately have to set it on fire. Like there's no way.
Y'all were wild for eating that, by the way.
Thankfully, I made it and everything was okay. But I was like fully convinced that my life was over.
No. That was a wild decision. All right, story number two.
Story number two. So last weekend, I hosted Fashionista in Harbor East, and it was so much fun. But here's the thing. Days like that do not just magically happen. A lot of fun moments you see on social media, there's a lot of behind the scenes that goes into that. The entire day, my husband garage boy is like running around behind the scenes, taking like all the videos and pictures that I need, carrying my stuff, like making sure everything went okay, and all while calming me down when I would freak out and get really nervous. And then when everything was all said and done, I walked off stage and there he was just like really excited cheering me on. And I started crying because I'm just so thankful to have someone who believes in me the way he does.
Sweet. Story number three.
Story number three. So both of my nieces have huge milestones this week. My niece Abby graduated from eighth grade and officially headed to high school. And she also got her first phone. Oh my God. And Maya graduated from fifth grade and is officially becoming a middle schooler. Now you've heard Abby on Dear Abby and Maya on Nieces Know Best. And you've basically been able to watch these girls grow up with me. And I talked to them on their graduation day and they were so excited and we had so much fun on the phone call. But when I hung up, I immediately lost it because I wasn't there. Living across the country from my family means there are so many moments that I have to experience through a phone screen. So I got the FaceTime, but I wasn't sitting in the audience seeing them walk across the stage. And more than anything, I was just overwhelmed with how proud I am of the girls that they're becoming.
Dude, I didn't even recognize Abby. I didn't even recognize her. She's so big now. Like, that's crazy.
The freshman in high school?
That is crazy. She's so big now. She's grown up so much.
Insane.
All right, what was the real cry? First up, Mercedes in Aberdeen. What's up, Mercedes?
Hey, girl.
Mercedes, which one was the real cry, you think?
I think story number two.
Story number two was the one about Garage Boy and Fashionista over the weekend. Now, why that one?
I just feel like Garage Boy is there for you through everything. You know, every event you guys go to, he's always there by your side, taking a picture, being supportive, holding your stuff. It's just so hard to find, and it's just nice to have that.
It's a good response. By the way, Mercedes didn't think I had the right emote when Jess was telling the story.
You're like, cute.
I concur.
We were running. Jess's first story about the poop went on for like 9 minutes. I looked at the time and I was like, I don't have time. I don't have time to like really respond to that story. We got to move on here. So I'm sorry if I didn't have the right emotion.
You know what? Her trauma went on longer.
I'm sure. It's a very stressful story. No,
I mean, we're still on time. So I don't know why you're complaining. We're literally on time.
We're really running long that first one. So Jess, was that the garage story number two? Is that the real cry this week?
So at that moment, that wasn't the real cry. But Mercedes, as you were speaking, I like legitimately started crying right now. But I'm sorry. No, that was not the real cry. But you did literally just made me cry. But
after
I love
all
you.
That.
I'm sorry.
After all
I love
that.
You and I appreciate you.
That's why I didn't get that invested. I knew that wasn't the real cry this week. No, I didn't really know. But no, it's a good guess though. But thank you so much for trying.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a good weekend. See you. All right. Next up, Jamie in Columbia. Jamie, you got two stories left. Is it story number one or story number three?
I think it's number three.
Story number three. That's the one with her nieces graduating.
Abby and Maya. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on. You know, she's watching it from afar. First off, why do you think that's the real cry?
I've listened to you all for a while now. Well, I've kind of heard Jess's stories, you know, of Maya and Abby, the nieces know best, kind of hearing them grow up through the radio. And like, I feel emotional and they're not even my nieces. So, yeah.
So that it's okay. So if you're feeling emotional, it must make sense. Jess, is that the real cry?
Yeah, that's the real cry.
Dang, there you go. It's
okay,
solid.
First of all, Jamie, that literally... Ugh, that means so much to me because I do feel like you all have been able to watch them grow up along with me. And when Abby got her phone this week, I was the first FaceTime that she ever made on our new phone.
Oh my God.
And I was a flipping mess. And then Maya also dyed her hair this week. And I was like, what is going on? Like, how did we get here? And it's just so crazy because I'm like, these little girls, the way that their voices used to sound in my head, and like, I always will have that memory, but watching them grow up, and I wanted so badly to be there, and it breaks my heart that I wasn't, but I'm just so honored that you guys have been able to watch them grow up with me, and it means, honestly, just to let you know, it means so much to me and my family of how invested you guys are in us and the girls, so thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. Yes, we're super invested.
And congratulations.
There you go. Yes, you're the winner Friday Cry-Day. Congratulations. Appreciate that. Y'all, we call that Friday Cry-Day, and we'll play it again next week.
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily. And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars. Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore. And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.